Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Turning it around and bringing it to the week that we pay thanks for so many different. We should be thankful every day, though. That's the kind of way I wrap myself around Thanksgiving, right? I don't think Thanksgiving, it's a big deal, but yet it's not the sort of thing that's earth-shaking because in my mind, in my world, it's a good thing to be thankful every day for all kinds of things in your circumstance. Mm-hmm. So that maybe is just my philosophy. You, Jay Kirstner, Doug Steffen here at your service on the 21st of November, two-thirds of the way through the 11th month of 2022. Do you feel that that's, I have a sense that you kind of would agree with that because you're sort of a thankful person. I hear it in your voice. I hear it in your words.
Practice meditation daily, and part of that practice is to think of three things you're thankful for, five things you're grateful for, different things like that.
Yeah. So there's that's a great way to start the day, start the hour. It's a good chance for you to just kind of wake up to what's out there. Here's something. When you think about some of these good news items that we come up with, you think about, wow, this would be good if it happened to me or if it happened in a circle, in my circle. So this is a story about a Southwest Airlines pilot who really takes the phrase passengers first to a new level. There's a viral video that's around that was tweeted by Southwest, which is based in Dallas, the same place as American is based. It's a pilot, Jay, is seen hanging from the plane's cockpit window to retrieve a phone that one of his passengers accidentally left behind.
Talk about going above and beyond for your passengers.
Yep, this is Long Beach Airport in California. This is something that was posted. When our employees noticed a customer's phone was left behind in a gate area after a flight was already boarded and pushed back from the gate, they didn't hesitate. Airline waste. I just visualize that. I haven't seen the video, but I'm going to visualize this as something. This is an 8-second video. Shows the pilot dangling his arm and upper body out the cockpit window as a crew member tries to pass him the phone. The first time it didn't work, so a different crew member took on the task and jumped even higher to hand over the device. And you hear the cheers in the background. This is something. I've been on a plane twice this past two or three days, and I was trying to figure what it would be, just put myself in that position and think, because I know that it's happened. I hear, as a matter of fact, the announcement when we were landing last night, it's the same announcement you get every time you land. Make sure you have all your belongings, because once you get off the plane, you can't get back on it again.
Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So that's some FA. And I don't understand what that rule. So if you're with somebody, why could you come back on the plane? Anyway, that's not the story, but it's a question that I always am that person that asked that question. What difference does it make?
Anyway. Well, one of my big takeaways, which was something that a lot of people were posting about, too, was I didn't know those windows even opened.
Oh, yeah. The windows open in the cockpit on both sides. It's like in your car. Same thing. They slide back, and so they seal better than your car. Sometimes you hear the wind whistling through. I have my old pickup truck. Even when I close the window on my side, if I'm going 65, 70, the wind comes in.
And the window shakes a little bit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but that's not the way it works in the plane. The plane has a sealing mechanism because at 35,000 feet or wherever you are, it's really kind of a the danger zone, shall we say, especially with a pressurized cabin. So, it does open. I found something new, and I've been flying for so long, I guess I never paid much attention to it. On the screen, you can see where you are as you fly across the country. I don't know if you've ever done that before or not. Last night I did it two or three times as we were going across the country. The mechanism for following the flight I don't think that's unique to American, but it, mm-hmm. maybe. I don't know if anybody's done it. But you can follow exactly where you are, the topography, what cities are to your left, to your right, what's in front of you, what's behind you.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It was fascinating to watch that whole thing as we came across the country. So anyway, well, kudos to Southwest.
That.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of good things. This week, though, is crazy. Getting into LAX yesterday afternoon, it normally takes me, once I drop off the car, if I haven't got my own car, probably 5, 6, 7 minutes. It took us a half hour, almost 35 minutes to get around the, if you've ever been to LAX, it's sort of a horseshoe. And you go in, the traffic was unbelievable. And it reminds me further why I don't travel during Thanksgiving. This is, yesterday was the first kind of official day of Thanksgiving week in terms of traveling. And the it was like a circus. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who are traveling today, tomorrow, Wednesday, forget about it. That's what,
oh,
I don't do it.
Yeah, the Wednesday travelers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, my son and his wife and... we had a birthday party. I posted a couple of pictures. I got a couple of more to post of the two birthday boys, me, and we had a celebration for me and for Jasper. And he couldn't get why there were so many people around. He was bewildered, and he was scared to death with the candle on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. It's not
the
for
fire. Him. It's like it's just inherent thing that you know.
Yeah,
that's dangerous.
Not good. Yeah, right. Other than that, he had a very good time. He had a lot of fun, and it was good. I always love those moments to remember, moments that we all need to cherish. So I've had my Thanksgiving already, and probably a good thing because I want the folks on the farm to not have to, well, they have to feed the animals, but then I'll take care of them later in the day. Kind of like a radio program. We'll be here live on Thanksgiving Day. Jay, woohoo!
Woohoo!
And James and me will bring you through all the things to be thoughtful of and thankful for. Like good employees that they have at Southwest to do something like that. Okay, let's see what's going on here elsewhere. This Club Q Colorado shooting. 5 people were killed, 25 people were injured.
Mm-hmm.
This club goer used the gunman's weapon to get him under control. The mayor of Colorado Springs, a guy named John Southers, said one patron grabbed the gun, the attacker's gun, and hit him with it
mm-hmm.
during the shooting.
Like
was another
out of the movie. And then another patron helped to subdue and hold down the gunman until police arrived. And there was a really quick response in this, too. It's a heartbreaking situation, but there is something to say that it could have been so much worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely could have been so much worse. And then once again, you wonder what the motivation is. 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich is in police custody. These angry young men. It's pretty consistent, pretty much across the board. And is there a way to figure out what it is that makes them do something like this?
Well, of course, there's an investigation to see if this is a
hate
crime, because it is the club is of the LGBT community, and the gunman has also already been on the police radar. His mother, a year or two ago, had reported him for alleging harm over her and with a homemade bomb. There's a bomb threat. She had to file this against her own son because he was threatening her life. So he was known to authorities.
Yeah. Well, somebody that will be put away for life, whether they put him in an insane asylum or put him in jail, either or, he needs to be away from the public. And that's the end of that. And hopefully it'll be a quick trial and things will move faster than oftentimes they do in these circumstances. Here's the passing of a young girl. She was hit by a pickup truck. This is sort of deja vu. It reminds you of the guy who did what he did in 2018 that got sentenced last week, right, who drove into...
That one was intent to harm multiple people. It was just a tragic accident.
Mm-hmm.
There were some people saying that were at the parade that the driver of the pickup truck was shouting out the window and honking the horn and saying that his brakes went out.
Yep. Yeah. But still, it makes you wonder. I get that, and it's not, this is not, this was no, there was no intention here, but still, having these things. It just seems like there's more of this kind of stuff, whether accidental or on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of this.
When you first read the headline of it, a truck plows into a child at a parade, Christmas parade. Before reading the rest of the story, that's where my mind immediately went, was it happened again, until reading the story and realizing this was a mistake, this was an accident. But it doesn't change the fact that a child is dead and there are parents that will not get to celebrate the holidays with a child, will not get to tuck this child in at night. And same with the shooting in Colorado. There are family members who are not going to be able to spend the holidays with their loved ones, the five club goers who passed, who were killed.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Just, again, back to being thankful. The one thing I take that isn't supposed to be part of the story is that it was a Christmas parade. Well, I was in the Thanksgiving parade, and we waited until after Thanksgiving. That was one of the things my children and I were talking about this. Sophie, who's married to my son, Brendan, said, no, we don't have any Christmas until after Thanksgiving. No fast forward, no pushing it ahead. This is Thanksgiving week. We do that, and then we start Christmas, which is something that I've always thought was important. And I think that both my children and all the people in my family have always said the same thing. That's why jump the gun? You know, the advertising here everywhere, even on this program, for buying Black Friday, go spend, 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 and do. It's not Thanksgiving yet, for God's sakes. So why? They're just, at some point in time, people run out of money.
That's not what I think people are doing now anymore, too, because before you, it's like a slingshot effect. As soon as October is done, it's basically the end of the year, and so many people are trying to get their shopping done ahead of time, because before you know it, it's Christmas Eve, or it's coming up on Hanukkah, and you haven't gotten everything. And then it's just kind of like this cluster mess of trying to get everything done in such a short amount of time.
Yep, let's hurry, hurry, hurry. Spend, spend, spend. B, 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 B. All right, there it is. Well, calm down. It's 18 past the hour, boys and girls.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, about about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The emotional farewell at Dodgers Stadium last night. It's very interesting. As you take off over LAX, or you take off out over the water and you turn back around, on the left-hand side of the plane, because you're still low enough, you can see the new stadium is a place where a lot of people go in their football games and stuff. Dodger Stadium is the old, solid place. I went to see the Rolling Stones in Dodger Stadium God knows how many years ago.
Oh, how was that?
That was in the third row. It was noise. It really was. So this was a big deal because it marked Elton John's final North American show, so he says. I don't ever believe. How many farewell tours has Cher had? She's still out there.
Well, her theory is that if you don't stop touring, it's not another new tour. It's still just the same tour.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's see where this goes. Anyway, the story behind a very special night after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. That was it. A big to-do. If you were listening to any iHeart-owned radio stations over the weekend, you probably got sick of listening to the promotion for this, because in every spot set, I was listening to KOST, which is the Christmas music station in Los Angeles, when I was out driving my car over the weekend, and every single spot set is started with, oh, get the final song, listen to us at 10 o'clock tomorrow night, blah, blah, blah. It was just annoying. But it was kind of cool. It's just becomes, instead of appreciating or having the focus on Elton John. It was on, look at us, look at our radio stations, listen to our stations, mm-hmm. instead of Elton John, one of the most creative composers, been around for about 50 years. I remember the first songs I played as a disc jockey from Elton John back in the early 70s. He was something to be, you know, he was kind of a weird dude. Well, that's what people thought when they looked at him. He was a weird dude. But that he's smart and creative. He's got a very strong voice still. I saw him in Las Vegas once, and I'm trying to remember how many years ago it was. But
that would have been amazing. That's one of my big regrets of not having gone to see him.
Yeah. And who was it that starred? What's the name of the actor that was in Rocket Man? I can't remember.
Oh, I know exactly who you're thinking of, and now I'm completely blanking on his name. Yeah. Karen Killian.
Edgerton. His last name is Edgerton. The reason I ask is because on a plane coming back last night, I watched a new TV show called Blackbird, and
mm-hmm.
he's in
Karen
it.
Edgerton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it really is a fascinating story. Anyway, so there are a lot of people in the audience, as you can imagine. The red carpet for his bye-bye, see you later. A lot of people were sending their well wishes, that sort of thing. A huge concert, huge undertaking, very historical, I think, in terms of the music that he's written and the
career.
people that are paying attention to him. I think the thing I remember best is his performance actually at the funeral of Diana. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in the bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'm thanking her before we even get her on the air for being here as we dig into why it is so helpful for people to get healthy the healthy way. But some people choose to get healthy by not doing healthy things.
Absolutely. You know, you are 100% correct. You know, with Calitrin, you don't have to sacrifice your long-term health for your short-term goals. In fact, if anything, Calitrin is not only going to help you get there in a way that's healthy, but where you can maintain it and keep it off long-term, too.
All right, so let's talk about the deal. It's Halloween time.
That's right. Right now, we've extended that big sale. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. This is the one that everybody waits for to stock up and save because it is unlimited. So buy four, get four, buy five, get five. Unlimited. It's on our website, toploss.com. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the Doug promo code to have free shipping as well. That's toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
5 people were killed and 25 injured when a gunman opened fire inside an LGBTQ nightclub Saturday in Colorado Springs, Colorado. A man covered in body armor, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, was taken down by a couple of patrons and probably saved many lives. One witness talked with KMGH7 in Denver, Joshua Thurman.
It was so scary. I heard shots, broken glass, bodies. It was... how? Why?
Walt Disney's board of directors overnight replaced chief executive Bob Chapek with Robert Iger, the company's former chairman and CEO who left the company at the end of last year. Susan Arnold, chairman of Disney's board, said Bob is uniquely situated to lead the company through this pivotal period. Short work week. Thursday is Thanksgiving. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is a Thanksgiving song, right? I don't remember. I don't recognize this one. This is not one of those apple peaches, pumpkin pie tunes.
It's all about jive turkey anyway. On this one. Turkey.
Jive turkeys, yeah. A lot of jive turkeys. We'll celebrate more of the jive turkeys. Most of them are in politics, as it turns out. I told you it was 34 after. Today is Monday. DJ V, you know, Doug Steffen. I haven't done the DJV thing for a while. Okay, so Doug and Jay are here. I spent Saturday night with Jennifer. I had three birthday parties on Saturday. I had my birthday party. My first was Jasper's, my one-year-old grandson. His was at noontime. And then they had a birthday dinner my children did early on Saturday evening, because the boys, Miles and Jasper, needed, they had all played out from the activities of the day. So we had an early dinner, and then I went over to Jennifer's dad's house for his birthday celebration and had nice conversations with people that I see at those get-togethers. I usually have at least one or two trips to Jennifer's dad's house for a party during the course of the year, and Jennifer and I spent a long time talking about future stuff, which is good, and her I always meet Fred Dreyer. You know who Fred Dreyer, the actor, is? He was in Hunter, but he's not there. He's always there. He and I, he always comes. We spent like half, three quarters of an hour talking about the realities of the world. And he's quite the philosopher. He and I are the same age. He's quite the philosopher. And so I had a nice chat with him. A lot of nice people. Mike has lots of friends, varied friends from varied businesses and stuff. So it's cool. A nice weekend, and that was you know, we were, one of the things, there were a couple of politicians. Jennifer loves to invite her political friends, so they were there. We sat down and talked about California politics to a point, and then we got off onto, I think that in the circumstance, at least as far as the population of our country is concerned, we all are happy that the election is finally over. The only good thing that I can think of, beside the revenue that came into a lot of your stations, because it didn't come into this program because there were no national contests, is that there are a few things that you can take away from the political advertising. The continuing, it's kind of reminded me of what I said in the last half hour about iHeartRadio and the focus, instead of on Elton John and his last, you know, concert, it was, listen to the last song here on our radio station, pound, pound, pound. Mm-hmm. And it's overdone. Now, the other thing that we sell is frequency and reach. The thing is to tell your story frequently and to get as broad a spectrum of the audience, because even if we have like 3 million people a week that listen to this program, they aren't all listening at the same time. And so you get the message and spread it around so that everybody gets the message. But I think it just became so redundant, so repetitive, it became tiresome. At any rate, we're out of that now. We're into the repetitiveness of Thanksgiving and go bye, bye, bye. Planting trees. Here's a good story. In a city 30 years ago has turned out to lower the risk of deaths from various diseases. This is a tree planting event in Oregon. It took place, I say, 30 years ago. There was a mass tree planting event. Now, you've heard me talk a lot about how the photosynthetic process works, getting the bad gunk out of the air and exchanging it. It's one of the miracles of nature, the miracles of the world that we live in. And so this is a great way to help the planet and us. The carbon monoxide that's in the air is not good. Your pulmonary problems come from all the crap that's in the air, cardiovascular disease, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a study, Jay, that took advantage of this opportunity. The nonprofit Friends of Trees planted 50,000 trees along the streets in Portland 30 years ago.
Yeah,
and they've kept
amazing records. Where they were planted, what's been going on, the health of the community. I mean, look at New York City Central Park. That's there for a reason. We're starting to see in a lot of big cities people putting planting trees on rooftops, even.
Yeah, right. Well, gardens on rooftops. Mm-hmm. But apparently, the study that has been done suggests that mortality rates are down by 6%, lower for cardiovascular disease, by 20% for various other things that are non-accidental. So it does show that these sorts of things. And by the way, we have more trees in America now than at any time in the history, the written history of our country. More trees. People think, well, we're losing land all the time. We are. We're losing farmland and we're losing all kinds of other important resources. But for whatever the reason, there are more trees in the country. And that came about when Barack Obama first became president. He said, I want to take 50,000 acres away from the farmers and plant trees. I didn't say take away from the farmers. He said, we need to take.
It seems like the wrong people to take away from.
Right. It is the wrong people. But it was 50,000 acres of agricultural land, and he hadn't thought it through and didn't know anything about agriculture, like most presidents these days don't. So somebody got to him and said, hey, wait a minute, we can't do that. So they didn't. They did some other tree initiative that was good. But even at the time, I remember him saying, even though the fact in America is that we have more trees than we've ever had, we can still use some more. And that's true, because there are more people. This is back to the population problem. We have more people, and they're doing more things that create more dark, bad juju in the air. So here's what you do. You get the stuff out of the air, by having more trees, especially not evergreens, but deciduous trees, leafy trees, oaks, mm-hmm. maples, that sort of thing. They're the ones that exchange the carbon monoxide for, is it carbon monoxide or dioxide? I never remember that. I'm always wrong about it because monoxide.
Dioxide, yeah, monoxide is the deadly one.
Yeah, right. So it's not CO2. At any rate, the annual cost of planting and maintaining an urban tree in the Portland area ranged between $3,000 and $13,000. Wow. That's pretty interesting. But the study showed that that would generate about $14 million annually in lives saved. That is less medical treatment. Amazing. That we could study that sort of a thing, right? And come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good for Portland.
And they had the forethought 30 years ago to do something like this.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it was much on people's minds, I think. Okay. Vaccines and where we are in America when it comes to the flu. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a very important part of this program, you hear him on this program and on the Weekend Good Day Health Show, is talking a lot now about vaccines. The new vaccines are out, and he says everybody should, in his estimation, everybody should get one. Jack Stockwell, the other doctor on the program, says exactly the opposite. So
it's nice
where
to
do we
have
know?
Two very yeah. thoughts. So
yes.
It seems like a more well-rounded conversation.
Yep. Remember when Trump said it's time for us, or somehow or other, they produce the vaccines at warp speed? Remember that part of the speech,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, if you look around at what the sort of there's a barrier now to the next generation, if you will, of COVID vaccines. That just the barrier is thought. The barrier is what does your doctor say? But they're all being made here, which is good because they took the production of these vaccines out of China and they brought the stuff here. And the interesting thing is that all these nasal sprays that have been developed, all of these shots that have been developed are being used more elsewhere than they are here. People are more, this is the influence of politics on medicine. It really is very interesting. There's a study that came out over the weekend I read on the plane coming back about how the Wall Street people are happy that that we're developing. It's good for the pharma companies here, good for their stock, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But people are not lining up to get the shots here like they did. And yet if you go around the rest of the world, Asia, Europe, South America, people are lining up to get the shots, and they're using the stuff that's been made in America, but instead of keeping it in America, remember that was a big thing, we had it all here, and we weren't shipping it too much to other countries? Well, now it's the opposite, being shipped to other countries because there's not a demand for it here.
But is that because of people getting COVID? Because my doctors have said with me, with just having COVID, that when you have just had COVID, it's kind of a moot point to get the vaccine too close. Like you should at least wait a certain period of time.
Yeah, that could be part of it.
And with the new COVID strains that are going around, it seems like some of these strains don't care if you just had COVID. You're going to get COVID again. So is it because more people are getting repeat COVID?
I
think we just have more questions than the whole, getting shots as much.
At the beginning of this, Jay, when people were told that if you get it, you build up your immunity and you have the whatever the things are that are in your system, so you don't have to worry about it. Well, that hasn't proven to be the case either. So mm-hmm. what I'm wondering, as we listen to the people who tell us we ought to have shots, whether there isn't a contradiction in that. I'm not saying my mind is not made up yet. I've gone back and forth as to whether to get them or not to get them.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had COVID, and so, you know.
And that could
like
be a question of, is that your natural immune system, or is that because you're getting the shots? On paper, I'm behind on my vaccines because I've had COVID twice now, and I was up to date. Got the shots. I haven't had to get another. My brain fog. I can't even think of the word. Not an update. not a computer update. The booster. I haven't had to get a new booster because I got COVID in June, and then I just had COVID again last month. And so each time when I should be getting another booster, I seem to get COVID again.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is something to really think about then, isn't it, huh? And can you say, see, I don't think it's one size fits all. I think some people, and that's what I apply to myself. Fortunately, in my family, we all have pretty strong immune systems. My daughter hasn't had it. My son had a taste of it for about a day. That was it, because his son had it, and he got it, and it was hard to escape it. But he never really have a full-blown case, but his wife did. But no, I haven't had it, and I haven't really kind of worried much about it. I think this is partially where thoughts or things comes into it. I just don't think I'm going to get it. And so, am I silly? People say, oh, you're living in Zululand. Well, I don't know whether I am.
Have you had any kind of symptoms that made you question to where you took a test?
During the height of this, when I would go see the kids, I'd get tested every day. And nothing ever showed up. No, I wouldn't have gone, especially when Miles had it once, a very mild case of it. Jasper had it for a day, and so I wouldn't ever endanger the kids without having the knowledge that I'm okay and I'm safe and I'm not carrying anything.
Mm-hmm.
I did that, and nothing showed up. And when I had my physical, I had the antibodies checked, and nothing really showed up. So, you know. How do you know? No, I'm just, I thank heavens that I'm able to say that and to feel confident about
That's
it.
That's good.
But I do think that it's a very individual, I don't take either side on this, that you're dumb if you get it because of all the things that go into your body, maybe. Or if you do get it, you know, you'll be sorry. That's just an individual decision, period, end of story. Mm-hmm. It's 48 past the hour.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're gonna feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a Beggin' Christmas. We wish you a Beggin' Christmas. So Gressy, Mary, Doberman, let Beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of Beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's Beggin'!
The right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th. Find a plan that's right for you at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Three past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's food, farm, and family time. I do it in different orders all the time. Farm, food, family. Just get the alliteration. Yeah. get it covered. As we thought a lot about food over the weekend, and I did anyway, and I think more about food as we move into Thanksgiving on Thursday. Today is National Stuffing Day, right? Is a moment for you to think about the stuffing as you put all the pieces of the pie and the turkey together for Thanksgiving. Stuffing is usually a combination of what? Bread and garlic and onion and sausage. And
sometimes you do like celery and carrots in it. A lot of seasoning.
Right.
And there's always the big debate of stuffing versus dressing. It's the same thing, except one's made outside the bird, the other's made inside the bird.
Yes.
But I also feel like that's locational because we make stuffing outside of the bird, but I still call it stuffing because I feel like dressing is something
for some reason,
in salads.
That wherever I've gone for Thanksgiving, this may be a New England thing, they make extra. So stuff the turkey with stuffing and then make an extra pot of it because it's so good. I have to be careful because it's got a lot of the stuff's got gluten in it, and that doesn't fare well with me, but I love stuffing. And yes, dressing is an older term. Stuffing is a newer term, but it's the same thing pretty much, I think. So stuffing was the main part of the first Thanksgiving. There's no clear record, however, of whether or not it was present when the pilgrims were breaking bread with the Wampanoags, because that's where the first Thanksgiving was. Records indicate there were a lot of turkeys and waterfowl in the first Thanksgiving. No mention of whether or not these birds were stuffed. You don't cook them with the stuff inside of them. At least somebody knew that. You have to take the innards out, and that's where the hole comes from, that you put the stuffing in. It's kind of gross when you think about it. When you take the guts of the turkey out.
Yeah.
But that's done before. Right? stick your hand in there and pull all of that stuff out, right? So anyway, wouldn't Thanksgiving be considered incomplete, though, without stuffing, some kind of a side dish or something?
Like stuffing is one of those non-negotiable. Like, I need stuffing, and I need turkey gravy. Not that brown gravy that should go on meatloaf. I need turkey gravy.
Right, exactly. Made from the juice of the bird as it's being cooked, right? I think that's where the best, that's the yummy part of it, the taste of it. You're right about that. Thanksgiving here this week. That means a day of family and football and recipes and fun, parades, that sort of stuff. Let's get an overview from Andy Solomon.
Wonder Holiday Ambassador Ashley Smith has exciting news about Wonder Bread's Thanksgiving Day fun.
We're commemorating Wonder's 100-year anniversary with our first ever float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The float, properly coined the Wonder Ship, will resemble a whimsical, one-of-a-kind airship designed to mimic Wonder's fluffy white bread. Featuring the brand's iconic red, yellow, and blue balloons and powered by confetti, the Wonder Ship inspires adventure and joy.
Wonder Bread is giving back to those in need.
Wonder Bread will be donating 10,000 loaves of its classic white bread this holiday season to City Harvest, New York's first and largest food rescue organization, in honor of this momentous partnership and in celebration of more than a century of Wonder.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will air nationwide on NBC and stream on Peacock on Thursday, November 24th from 9 a.m. till noon. Learn more at wonderbread.com/Macy's-parade.
All right. We have the recall of the day, Jay. The day wouldn't be complete without a recall, and mushrooms are in the list today. California mushrooms, wisteria, Green Day produce of Vernon, California, recalling the packages of enoki mushrooms imported from Korea because when they were tested, listeria was present. So the potential for contamination discovered here, and so that puts everybody on alert. If you have these, the same thing is true. I just want to tell you what the recall is, and then you take the same action. If you have any of these enoki mushrooms from Green Day produce, and they go back a month or two, I guess it looks like it anyway, but although there's no real code or date on the packages, no illness is reported in connection with the problem yet, but why take a chance? Got enoki mushrooms? Return them to the place you purchased them and get a full refund and probably stay away from them for a while, at least until, that's again, look at the, in the produce section, aren't there mushrooms that are, you can take them and chop them up and cook them yourself? That's what I think. I love mushrooms, frankly. Make all kinds of stuff with them.
Delicious.
But yeah, they really are. They add a lot to a meal. But in this case, Green Day produce, not so much. That's it. The Farm Food Family Report on Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.